The club's radio equipment will be set up in an operation for W1TKZ, but amateurs are welcome to bring their own gear for operation. Talk and frequency for the location will be on 146.55 MHz simplex. More information available at the club's website. 2025 ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program began accepting applications on October 30th, 2024. Applications will now be accepted through January 6th of 2025. More than 100 scholarships ranging from $500 to $25,000 will be awarded. All applicants must be an FCC-licensed amateur radio operator. Information along with the link to the online application can be found on ARRL's website, www.arrl.org/scholarship-program. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The AMSAT symposium was very informative this past weekend. Some of the highlights are the 50th anniversary of AO7. There are very few satellites that can claim that achievement. CubeSat Sim version 2.0 will be released shortly. It has gone through beta testing and is ready to go. If you are a teacher or instructor, you can request one of the demo units for your classroom. They are very popular. Drop an email to info@amsat.org. SO-121 is going to be re-entering the atmosphere soon. Gulf T development is progressing. It will fly with deployable solar panels and ADIX, which stands for Attitude Determination and Control System. The first mission of ADIX is to ensure that the solar panels are pointed to the sun. Secondary to this will be to point the antennas to Earth, which is called nadir pointing. There will be cameras and Earth sensors on the same plane as the antennas, thus allowing pictures of Earth and data from the sensors without having to point the satellite in a different direction. AMSAT is committed to making ready more FM satellites to be available for short-notice launch opportunities. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. Radio Sport this week met a great contest. November 1st, the NCCC FT Sprint. That's digital.